Moving into six, we've reached the place of equilibrium. Six is the perfect number, meaning six is both the sum and the product of its parts. The Merkaba, or the soul flower, that you see in our logo, is the shape in sacred geometry which most closely connects to the perfection of six. Six reminds us of how essentially perfect we are and can give ourselves a lot more space to be gentle, slow down, to make additional plans and adjustments, and to more fully align ourselves with our ability to be fiercely loyal. Six represents perfection and balance, symmetry and polarity between the elements that have been created, so the elements of 0 through 5. It brings connection and perfection to the center by reaching a balance between the material and physical world and the spiritual and internal aspects of life, as well as harmony for the mind and the heart. The number six exists in the equilibrium between what is above and what is below, or what is tiny and what is massive. It also represents the complexity of our fractal nature and the repetitive patterns that can be scaled down or up to any size. Six is the energy that shows up most frequently when we find this number of sacred geometry in nature, like in the head of Romanesco broccoli or a dahlia flower. In the Merkaba, the descending tetrahedron represents the spirit or the divine feminine, while the ascending tetrahedron represents matter and the divine masculine. So six in this way is the balance between masculine and feminine in concept. I say that because I'm not actually talking about men and women as much as the concept of masculinity or tangible process-oriented things and the concept of femininity or relationship and connection-oriented things. In this state, above and below, it becomes easier to connect with higher vibration and source. Six is the integration of our relationship with these in stability. And in order to move this journey ahead in these nine elements, we have to find that equilibrium and to begin to know how all the parts connect with each other. The energy of six is seeking, and it's devoted, and it's curious, and it's loyal. It's trustworthy and stable and solid, and it always has another route, course, or plan if the first one doesn't work. The fear of six is doubt and vulnerability and being unprepared. But this idea of tradition and ritual that I've been talking about and trying to bring back into our regular life lead us back to the energy of six. Six is your point of equilibrium because it's your point of reconnection. In six, I'd like you to begin examining how this balance and symmetry show up in your life. How many gifts are you given when you have different options with what you do with your time? And how are you connecting things like process and detail with things like relationship? For instance, when I work with people in business, they often are very, very good at delivering conversation around tangible parts of their work. But they're often struggle a lot to deliver details related to behavior or their relationship. They know the concept of their trust or distrust. They know the idea of how they arrive behaviorally, but they often don't know the connection between their behavior and a result. So six reminds us that every result has a behavior that precedes it. In the case of this work, the result you're looking for is change. The result you're looking for is feeling more stable and empowered and connected, but that can't happen without a behavior change. And that behavior change has to be made habit and become consistent. So this is the point of equilibrium with where you were and what you want to be, with how you are today and where you want to be in the future, with everything you've left behind and everything you're becoming. Tradition and ritual give us a practice to bring into our day, which then gives us a reason to reconnect to this idea and make it a priority. So these rituals or meditations or practices, including the fire ritual at the end of this nine elements sacred bundle, will help you have something that you can do every day if you'd like that helps you reconnect to the idea and concept of being in this space and spirit. Also, you can just acknowledge it like we're talking about right now. You can name that this balance is needed. You can name what you're coming away from and what you're moving toward. You can name what you want to happen and then manifest it into being by putting attention and energy to it. Our action and our response and all behaviors that change and all habits that are made of repetitions of behavior that change a pattern for a result. So in six, our meditation is, I am a wonderful part of something much bigger than I, and I believe in the power of the collective to heal and nourish me. You can reach out to that collective and look for help. That's another exercise for this lesson, is to ask somebody else for something that you need and receive it. The crystal or gemstone in six is the rainbow moonstone, which is all about individuality and all about fractal and refractal beauty. And rainbow color, which has to do with this beautiful synthesis of all these elements and balance of all these elements. The human need of six is the connection with others, friendship, relationship, community, and contribution, loyalty to the social element of your life. By that, I don't mean being social. I don't mean extroversion or participating socially. I mean social as in something bigger than you and something greater than an individual and a collection of people who have a need together. The sun and moon cycle of six is daybreak. This is right after the sunrise when the light floods in and creates balance and washes everything out with bright, brilliant, warm sunshine. The direction is northeast. The color is burnt orange, like that beautiful sun. The plant is the calendula, which is a gorgeous, beautiful, very medicinal plant if you ever have an opportunity to work with it, experience it, or use it. The kingdom is mineral. The medicine here is burning resin incense. So not any incense, not stick incense, not cone incense, resin incense, which is a little bit unique and sometimes a little bit hard to find, but we'll work to continue to provide you resources to get your hands on all these lovely, beautiful things that would be part of your medicine and part of your work. The resin incense I most connect to this is pinyon pine. The animal or sacred totem of six and equilibrium is the wolf. The wolf leads from behind. The wolf brings along the pack. The wolf is autonomy and connectedness united. And the essential oil I like to connect with six and equilibrium is rosemary. And again, you can use this in its oil form, essential oil, not fragrance, or you can also use it in your food. Fresh rosemary is incredibly fragrant. It's very easy to use. You just strip the needles away from the stick and chop it up finely and put it in a wide variety of savory dishes. It's going to taste best when you cook it a little bit. But you can cook it in some ghee or some butter or some oil and just lightly brown it and add it to your dishes. It's beautiful in bread. It's wonderful in anything meat-based or anything savory vegetable-based, especially root vegetables and anchoring, rooting foods, earthy foods. So this is the energy of six. This is the energy of equilibrium. I'd like you to feel this sense of balance. I'd like you to really feel what it means to be loyal and devoted and trusting and trustworthy, what it feels to operate in this new reality and know that it's safe. Know that your vulnerability is going to be well cared for, that if you're unprepared, the plan will arrive and present itself to you, that you don't always have to be looking over your shoulder in fear, and that if you do hold fear, that you practice using that fear for good. There's a very valuable and important context of talking about fear as a principle we all hold, something we all feel, and something we all manifest and act toward differently. And one thing we can do to really better understand each other is to embrace our different responses to fear and to closely examine what that looks like and what that means for us and how we can learn from it and use it as one of our shadow guides. Fear embraced is quite powerful. It's very potent and it's very good fuel for what comes next and for finding trust and trustworthiness. When fear takes over and fear becomes the master or the head of the pack, that's when we get in trouble. That's when we get attacked. That's when we get destroyed. That's when it doesn't really work and things fall apart. So if you feel fear creeping up, one encouragement for this work in six is to seek some support. Find some people you trust, find some people to confide in, find some people just to reflect your thoughts to,
Be conscientious of where that lives. For a lot of us, the people we're with all the time are people we work with. And also, there's a lot of value to separating what we talk about at work from how much we want to get into all of this stuff with the same people we're with all day at work. It has its place for sure, and it can build amazing professional relationships to invest in each other through trust. But I also encourage you to find your container of trusted people that are just for you. People that aren't connected to you because of your job, but more because of who you are and because of the beauty you bring to the world and the equilibrium you can offer them and also the equilibrium they can offer you. Often we seek people that are different from us for learning. And this is a perfect example of that. So this week, maybe take a close look at least one person in your life who's different from you and teaches you, who brings you equilibrium and balance, who helps you feel like part of the greater good, who helps you feel like part of the whole and lets you dance in that. And for many of us, it's not our immediate family. It is often people we've found and brought into our lives by choice. And if you're someone who has lost some of these people or is seeking one of these people at the current chapter in your life, please know that there's always a new person around the bend, that the These Wild Humans movement and community is designed to unite you with other people with this form of thinking and this way of being, and for you to create deep relationships there. And we are here in response to you and connecting to you every month and going forward. So please feel anchored and sacred and special and held in the energy of this community and this movement, this global asking and querying of wild humans coming together, and sit in that equilibrium of six. And we'll be moving forward into our last three numbers shortly.